America. Just do what you're told, and we might let you play with sparklers on Independence Day. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I really am mad about the media. I mean, I spent my whole life there. My whole life. It was an honorable profession. It's not. It's part of the problem. The media are aligned with the people in charge to oppress the population of the United States through lying. Not just a part of the media, all the media. They're lying about the things that actually matter. And we'll have these fake debates about this or that, you know, these little peripheral debates, but on the questions that actually matter, the economy and foreign policy, they're 100% aligned against the population of the United States. I'll tell you just one thing I learned, okay, this is the sum total of the knowledge collected after 27 years in the business. Pharma ads are the number one advertiser, pharma, on television. Right, left, center, doesn't matter. It's all pharma. How many people are actually asking their doctor for some drug they saw on television? So I asked someone who worked at pharma. Nobody. Then why are you spending billions a year to advertise in media? He goes, to prevent media from criticizing us. Oh, you're capturing the media through ad spending. It's not about the retail consumer. That's just a sideshow. It's about making sure that the executives of these news organizations never criticize pharma, the COVID vax, for example. Period.
I know. I've played that clip before, but it's so enlightening. I thought I'd do it again. And also, just on the heels of AstraZeneca, recalling their COVID vax, their COVID shot. It's not a vaccine, COVID shot, because of blood clots. They're trying to call it rare. It's not rare. And they're recalling it. So it's not rare anyway. Just on the heels of that, it just, you know, again, it's the crazy of the crazy, because you were probably called names for years over this and had to just suck it up and deal with it while people got away with harassing you and being rude and calling you crazy conspiracy theorist. You know, it's not being a conspiracy theorist. It's actually people just care enough about you or about your neighbor or about your friend to tell you the truth. And so finally you get these little admissions, right, are starting to all come out 2024, right? So just, you know, a thought that, we were right. So hate to gloat, but it's not really gloating. It's just stop calling us names, because right now we can see some stuff coming, right? It's that sort of thing. Melissa Smith joins me. How are you, Melissa? Every Wednesday.
Yeah, hey. From the Midwest, you know, my heart goes out to all the people that had to deal with yesterday's storms and the people who are dealing with it again today. The Midwest has been rocking and rolling.
Weird weather, right? And didn't we talk about the tornado patent? Yeah, the patent on tornadoes. That was from the low 2000s, I think 2003 or something. Nutty.
Well, yeah, yesterday in Michigan and again in Ohio, there were times when there were three tornadoes at the same time within a very narrow area. Yeah. And then one of them in Michigan went over the exact same track. One town was hit twice.
That's a little weird. And it's not like tornadoes can't happen, and naturally they can. What I'm talking about is the fact that you can manipulate it too, because there's a patent on it, on the manipulation and presence of a tornado that they can create. So always keep that in the back of your mind too, along with the fact that tornadoes can be natural. So it's just, it's the inclusion of another thought, because we know that there's a patent for it. And it's just like when it gets bizarre, when it gets like bizarre behavior, just remember that pattern.
I have just recently been taking an interest in how these huge solar arrays can also change. They electrify the air around them and they can generate thunderstorms. Who knew?
Yes. And the solar, there was a scientist that came out, an actual rocket scientist, actually, that talked about the solar. We've talked about that before, too, I think. Solar attracting and even helping to create more weather exchanges. So thunderstorms and all the rest. But, yeah, kind of crazy.
Well,
so,
in any event, my heart goes out to the people who are dealing with the cleanup today. And I spent most of the day yesterday watching storm chasers, messaging people that I knew that lived in all the, I knew people yesterday and today that live in all the places that have been affected.
Right.
So it was a wild day. The Midwest, like I said, was on fire. And today it's the southern zone. Mm-hmm. Kentucky, Tennessee, and southern Indiana are going to take the hit today.
Yep. In the news, yeah, for sure. In the news, there was a big, sorry, I just can't believe some of this stuff. There was a big change in a big, big organization that we all know and probably have loved. You might want to talk about this. It's like another step towards, it reminds me of women's sports being taken over. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, for those of us who have sons and have been involved with the Boy Scouts of America, they're getting ready to rebrand themselves. It hasn't happened yet. Will happen next year, February 8th, 2025. They're changing their name to Scouting America. And I don't believe that's going to hold. And
just scouting, a little footnote on Boy that. Scouting, just scouting.
They're removing the boy part of the scouting. Hmm. I think it's going to be Scouting USA because Scouting America is like, are we talking about South America? Are we talking about, you know, where exactly in the world are we? America is too generic. So I look for a second change, but the boy part of Boy Scouting is gone in any event.
And it makes me
they're,
sick.
What they say they're trying to do is become more inclusive. They want to reach every family in America and welcome any child that wants to be a scout. And so while noble that may be, they have the realities, the practical realities behind this whole decision. They peaked, the Boy Scouts peaked at their, with about 5 million members.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s. And have been in decline ever since. Just before the pandemic began, they were at about 2 million members nationwide. And after the pandemic, they came out scam-demic. The other side of the pandemic with about 1 million.
The scam-demic, you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Of course, if you want to. Oh, I know. If you want to call in, 888-673-1450 is our number during the afternoon if you're listening to us live. It's 888-673-1450. You might have some comments about this. It hits deeply because my boys were a part of Boy Scouts. I know you probably were listening part. Yeah. And served in all kinds of capacities to help out or whatever. And what a great service that did for boys in teaching them life skills, survival skills, all the rest. And what are they going to do now? Get a drag queen merit badge? I am sickened by this.
You already see the beginning of it. Yeah. They have right now their inaugural year of the first Eagle Scouts that were girls. They had like 600, I think the number was, of girls in their inaugural class of Eagle Scouts.
And why do they need to do that?
They are anticipating those numbers to grow greatly. Uh-huh. And to be totally honest, I will point some of the blame here. Part of the reason why girls have been attracted to the Boy Scouting program is because Girl Scouts just isn't what it should be. But that's a whole other conversation.
What amazes me is that can boys not have their own thing? Can they not?
Apparently not.
We're not equal sexes. We're not equal at all. And we're never meant to be. And we shouldn't be because we have different gifts and different things. And boys are just not allowed to get that kind of training. They're just not allowed to have their own thing without girls. It's like, I don't get that at all.
Kate, you and I are, we are experienced mothers of boys, both of us. I have two sons.
I
both were Eagle Scouts. Mm-hmm. You have boys. Mm-hmm. You also have daughters as well. Mm-hmm. But I hear from a lot of women that only are raising daughters, they don't see boys up close and personal.
Right.
The way being the mother of a boy did for me. Mm-hmm. And I had a brother that was much older than me. I didn't really have that experience with a boy who was close to my age to see up close and personal that boys are different. Their energies, their interests, the way they learn, all of that is very different. Yeah. And that's not a...
it helped them to become better men. It helped them to become better men. The Eagle Scout we knew was for boys, and that was okay because it was a boy merit badge. A girl doesn't have to do every single thing a boy does. The boys aren't trying to do this. They're not trying to overtake whatever a girl has. In fact, if anything, they respect it.
Except in girls' sports.
Yeah. Yes, right? Except in sports. But those are the trans.
I am also in favor of making that much tougher, much more exclusively female dominated, like biologically female. I don't approve of having transgender boy or transgender girls, I guess, in girls sports.
Right.
Nor do I want girls, you know, girls can, and trust me, I was a girl that liked camping. Mm-hmm. I liked to do all that outdoorsy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have loved, and I did love, as a mother of scouts, I love to do those things with my boys.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things that make me different than my husband, that make me different, that I was different as a girl than my boys were.
What fascinates me about this is that they say they did this because of all of the abuse, okay? So they made this overhaul change of accepting and including inclusivity. And by the way, MIT got rid of some of their inclusivity because it wasn't working. but in any case, they say that it's because of some of the abuse cases. They have to change the name and rebrand, right? Which we know all along, as it was taken over by this. They had CIA, ex-CIA heads at the head of the Boy Scouts for the last 20 years, at least. So that's, we know, true. It's been co-opted. But what's crazy to me is that there's going to be more abuse in this way than there ever was the other way. So this is just ripe for abuse. Look at the situation they're setting up. I can't even imagine wanting to be a part of this organization right now.
Well, if you follow the timeline, back in 2013, I believe it was when they allowed gay scouts.
Yeah.
Then 2015, they allowed for gay leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Now the whole decision to allow girls in came before this decision to rebrand the name. But they let girls in, and now they're going to rebrand it. And so I'm kind of fuzzy. I've had this discussion with my scouting friends, and I'm wood badge trained even for a long time, that they're alienating the very people who approved and supported and were really happy about what scouts offered to their sons. And those are the people who they're alienating.
They should have a group for trans kids. If they want to do something for trans kids, I can't imagine the kids in that group wanting to learn male, full on testosterone male sort of things, but whatever. It's just so upsetting. Let's just say that, because it's just being overtaken for all the wrong reasons. And then our boys don't get, we're going to go to a break, but our boys don't get what they need. And that is this kind of training, which was awesome. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey everybody, financial experts who thought we were in the clear are anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. This is important info. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected, and this isn't going to go away. It can't go away, actually. The U.S. is $34 trillion in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which is going to push the price up. You pay every day even higher, so it's only going to get higher. And so you can either bury your head in the sand or do something about it. And I'm telling you, Birch Gold Group is incredible. I would not tell you about them if I didn't love these guys and trust these guys. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. And gold is your hedge against inflation. And Birch Gold makes it easy to own, right? It doesn't cost you anything to do this, and you're shoring yourself up for what comes. So they'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket for it. Text Kate, my name, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. I'm telling you, this is such a great option. At least get the information. 989898 and put in my name, Kate.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I've got Melissa. We'll give you an opportunity to sound off. 888-673-1450 if you're in listening to us live on the radio. 888-673-1450. I'd love to hear your comments about this, because it's so infuriating to watch this wokeness spread. And you know what? There's some good news too about pushback on the wokeness. So that, you know, like MIT finally having to kind of withdraw from all of their new regulations and things like that at MIT for inclusivity and stuff, because it wasn't working. It's not going to work. It was never made to work. It was just meant to be agendized to send a message. And so this new like branding of Boy Scouts, I mean, of course they have to give it that name, Scouting America. Is that what it is, Melissa?
Scouting America. Yep.
Because what else are you going to do? It's not for boys. And so they've wrecked and ruined this entire organization. And it makes me sick, actually. It makes me sick because these boys need things like that. And for a lot of times, you know, for a lot of boys, they have single moms. They don't have the ability to learn some of these skills that they need. There's all kinds of merit badges too, right?
Yeah. And we were just talking about that on the break, mm-hmm. that my boys found in Boy Scouting a diversity of interests. It mm-hmm. was everything. Both of my boys are musicians. They both got the musician or the music merit badge. They both got bugling as a merit badge. The most rare merit badge given to anyone is bugling. Mm-hmm. But they also, my younger son also mm-hmm. hiked part of the Appalachian Trail with his wow. dad and his scout troop, said it was the hardest thing he's ever done. And he right. uses that now as a touch point in his life. I know that anything I am ever asked to do mm-hmm. will, if it's harder than that, mm-hmm. it will be remarkable.
Yeah.
And so
let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, gal.
Hi. What do you think?
I wasn't aware that the CIA was allowed to operate domestically.
I know. Isn't it amazing under Obama when they finally merged publicly and the FBI and the CIA and finally somehow finagled a way to be public about it? But yeah, they've been doing that so long. Right?
Schooled me again.
Oh,
thanks.
My gosh. Thanks. Yeah. CIA. Yep. The if you look at the ex-heads of the CIA and ex-heads of sometimes the FBI, they go in and they're the head of the Boy Scouts. I mean, it got hijacked for sure. But go ahead, Melissa. I mean, it's just crazy.
Oh,
I just feel sad. I feel sad for the boys.
So. I do too, because what space yeah. is left for especially young men and mm-hmm. boys to go and just be themselves without having girls henpecking them and telling them what to do.
So here's the deal on that. That's why I said the fact that the boys aren't never really trying to do this to the girls, if you'll notice that. They're not trying to get in the other way, except for sports, but that's the trans community. This is something that is inherent to boys. If they say the girls are having a tea party, they're okay with the girls having a tea party. They're not trying to join or co-opt or be the tea party. And with this, the boys are just never allowed to just be their own. It's like no matter what they do, golf clubs, whatever the case may be, the girls have to prove something by trying to get in and say, I can do it too. Why are we always trying to prove we can be a boy? Why are we never happy with being a girl? It's so weird to me. I love being a woman. Oh my gosh, I don't want to be a man.
The end of this story is that we have a very silent crisis among our boys right now. If you look up the statistics on this, mm-hmm. boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency in reading, math, and science. Oh, wait, aren't those the boy? Isn't math and science, aren't those the boy subjects?
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. There's a mental health crisis. Boys are about 2/3 more likely to be diagnosed and medicated in a classroom for ADHD. Their suicide rates for young boys, or not young boys, mm-hmm. but like teenagers, adolescents,
right.
is about 6 times that of young women. There's a crisis of fathering. We have more and more young men who mm-hmm. are being raised with absentee fathers right. or less involved fathers.
Right. Well,
so boys are more likely to drink, do drugs, and end up in prison.
Well, they're being told that they're toxic all the time by
all the time.
Hugely wacko women. So they're toxic. And then in the movies, they portray it as it's a really good thing for a man to be a liberal woman. It's almost like weird. It's just so bizarre. And then also, there's just so many things about this I could say, but we'll come right back. It's infuriating, actually. It's infuriating. Let boys be boys. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise. They're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
Is the Kate Daly Show.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die.
Wow, that's a throwback. 67. Amazing. Welcome back. Like I said earlier in the show, there was an intriguing article, Time to Bet Against the Banks. You're going to see a lot more problems with regional banks. Look, it's coming in little small steps right now. There's time. There's a window of opportunity to safeguard everything you have. And if you would like to know more information on this, at least have the information, because somebody you know might need it too. Text 989898 on your phone right now. That's the phone number, 989898. It's just six digits that repeat. 989898. And text my name, Kate. And they'll just quickly send you some info to look at. This is so important. I think there are certain windows of opportunity to do things and safeguard everything against inflation and back it with gold and silver and also buy gold and silver. This is the place. This is the place I trust. Birch Gold. They are so good. I promise you that. You'll love this info. They're updating it all the time. If you listen to this show, if you're a fan of this show, there's certain people I pick as sponsors of the show because I love what they're doing. And this is a great way to help this show stay on the air, the one you're listening to. So text 989898 and text my name, Kate. So Melissa, back here with you. And we're just both so infuriated because the Girl Scouts was taken over a long time ago. A lot of lesbians got involved and made it completely into a woke situation. And so now the girls are flocking to Boy Scouts, and now they're changing the name to just Scouting America. And it's become this very bizarre, inclusive, weird group. South Park did a bit on it, and I was just laughing my butt off because they were just mocking it to the hilt. And what is it going to be now, you know? And we really need this for our boys. I really feel for our boys, and they're not going to get this kind of camaraderie and these kinds of things that women are not trying to infiltrate. They can have something just themselves, and it's okay. But they're never told that. They're just always told they're toxic.
And they're told on college campuses that, you know, by the female feminists on college campuses, we don't need men for anything. Why don't you just go kill yourself? And sincerely, what a horrible thing to say to anyone.
It makes me sick. 888-673-1450 if you want to call in on this. 888-673-1450.
Well, men, it's very interesting. Men are builders. They love to build stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was my scouting experience as well, that the little boys, when we taught them to build things, oh my gosh, teach them to use a hammer and they'll hammer everything, and teach them how to lash together a little table, and they're anxious to do that. So there was a very fascinating TV show that came out of Holland, a Dutch TV show named Expedite Robinson. So what they were going to do was they put two groups of people on two separate islands. They gave them nothing and told them survive for however long. One island had men on it. One island had all women on it. And it was interesting. They were interested in seeing the differences between how men and women would cope with those kinds of situations. And what they found on the TV show, for what it's worth, the male island, immediately, the guys got busy. They started building little huts, and they were building beds, and they made themselves a latrine, and they were making spears, and they were out spearfishing in the ocean. They immediately looked for water. They built a fire. So they were doing quite well, almost, you know, very fast. They knew what they had to do right away, and they started building. The women's island, by contrast, they didn't do anything. The women, none of the women would step up and take the lead. They kind of wandered around, and they knew that they had to do some things, but they didn't do any of that. They knew they needed water, but they couldn't find any, so they got discouraged about that. They literally went like 3 days with no water. And seemingly no, you know, they're just like, oh, we're so dehydrated. What are we going to do?
And, oh, my gosh.
And in the meantime, the men, so what happened about halfway through this, they took half the men off of one island and half the women, and they traded spots. So some half of the women went to go to the men's island, and the other half of the men went to the women's island. And the women that went to the men's island were just like, oh, my gosh, this is fabulous. You know, we're great. The men that went to the women's island is like, they're like, what are you doing here? And immediately started organizing and, you know, directing things.
How long did it take for the women that went to the men's island to start henpecking them for more?
I don't think too long. I think at that point they were pretty humbled.
Oh, my gosh.
If it matters. That experiment was repeated again by Bear Grylls on an island for American TV called The Island.
It's amazing.
And they put a group of men and a group of women. And, you know, initially on the boat to the island, the women were like, oh, we're going to dominate the men and we're going to do better than them.
Of course.
And in the end, they didn't.
Yeah. It's all
so
women
I'm not
power.
Saying that women are inferior or less than. I'm saying women are different.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's so funny to me because the whole woman power thing, and we've talked about this on the show, the whole women power thing really is kind of it's a facade. It's like a pat yourself on the back, get all self-righteous, think that you're all that you can do it all, but you can't. You can't do it all. And so it's built on a facade, and it's sold and packaged and marketed as strength for women, but it's actually not. It doesn't have anything to do with that because it is a facade. So the women get built up on this. I'm bigger than you, stronger than you. I can do everything you can do. When it comes right down to it, they can't, and they shouldn't, and they shouldn't want to. This is about, like you said, differences and being good in what the difference is, rather than trying to be all one. And everyone wants to try to be a dude. I don't want to be a dude. And I feel like our boys are just so under attack on this all the time. And they're always, always, always told that they have to be a liberal man. Or I'm sorry, not a liberal man, a feminist. I said they're wrong. It was a feminist. They have to be a feminist. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's in the movies. You'll notice that the women, when they're in groups talking, they'll say, yeah, but is he a feminist? Like it's this amazing thing. It's not. That's not an amazing thing at all.
Well, one of the things that I think has happened with, if you look at the kind of ideology that we're being fed through the LGBT agenda, that to be a woman means, you know, high heels and makeup, and that there's just this very narrow definition of what it is to be a woman. And my guess is that the people who are looking at what they call toxic masculinity are also looking at a very narrow definition of what it is to be a man. You know, if you're a man, you have to be violent and you have to be, you know, aggressive and all this stuff. Well, you know what? I am not one of those. I don't have any makeup on right now. And if I put a pair of high heels on, it would be a disaster. So there's people come in all different varieties of interests and abilities. And that doesn't mean that I'm not still a very feminine female woman. because I don't do those things, those stereotypes. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of men who are very uncomfortable in this, like, we all have to be, all men have to be, you know, uber sports fanatics, and they only fit one little slice of masculinity. We would be much better off as a society if mm-hmm. we expressed gratitude and appreciation for each other and the things that we bring to the table.
Right. All the diverse things and we bring to the table. Yeah.
The diversity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does, you know, women who say, I want to be a feminist, I want to see the feminists begin to volunteer to be the people that are installing sewer lines mm-hmm. and the linesmen that go out when the power's out, they're the ones who are climbing the telephone poles mm-hmm. in equal proportions to the men that do that. I want to see women who are plumbers and butchers and electricians mm-hmm. and farmers.
I just want to see women that want to be a mother again. I feel like they're told that they have to go do something else for validation and for success in their life to have done right. something of value. And it's like the biggest value you can offer up would be to be a mother to your kids and to be with them, actually
Absolutely.
With
This is the Kate Daly Show.
These are men, America's best. 100 men.
What's our military going to look like in the next 5 years? Ouch. Welcome back. And, of course, Done With Debt. Get over to Done With Debt. They're great. They'll help you reduce your rates down, save you so much money a month. They're that good at it. I would tell you about it on the show endlessly because I love it. I love what they're doing for you. And thank you for all your great emails on that too. Donewithdebt.com and they're awesome. It's all about saving money right now because inflation's not going down. That was the latest report, is that it's just going to increase throughout the rest of the year. So get ready for that. I also want to take a quick phone call. Go right ahead, caller. You're on with Melissa and I.
Yeah, hi. Guys. I just want to kind of put my two cents in here. I went through Boy Scouts from Cub Scouts, Weeblos, Boy Scouts, and Explorers. There is a major difference between Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. Just from my experience, the Boy Scouts really didn't want nothing to do with the Girl Scouts until we became Boy Scouts. And, you go through puberty, it's a little more accepted, but we still didn't want them in our Boy Scout camp. We didn't want them on a canoe trip, until we got an Explorers, and then they combined the male and female together, which I think that's what they should do, okay? And they should never allow a girl at a boys' activity. Boys are different. We like you said with the island thing, we do build. We just love. We're providers.
Yes.
You know, you guys are nurturers.
Yes,
that's the major difference 100%. Between male and female.
100%. I'm clapping. 100%. And why can't we be okay with that? Why this constant need for validation? It's wrong. And we keep telling these women that they have to be men in order to be something and prove everybody wrong and be the strongest person in the room and kick some butt. And it's just like, why? Grow up to be a mom. Like, that is an amazing thing. It's an amazing talent and skill that we've been given by God, and we just don't want to accept that. It has to be a whole nother, a whole nother bag over here that we're trying to be. It's very weird. So I don't
know. You know something? When they turn around and they say toxic masculinity, mm-hmm. that's the most ridiculous comment in the world.
I know.
Men aren't men if they beat their wives.
Yeah.
They are women and they are
right.
weak.
Yeah.
They have mental issues and there's something wrong with them. And men were born to protect women.
Right.
Why in the world would a man do that? That means that person's got problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we look down on that. We do not favor
the toxic
male, brutal man.
The toxic man that would do that is the rarity. Most men out there love women, just want women to be happy, want to work and provide for a woman. And that's why it makes me sick is they've turned again, just like we've turned these small populations of trans and everything else into a majority somehow. That's what they're doing with the toxic man. They're trying to paint every man as that toxic guy. So
that's so true. There was a show called Dr. Judy that I used to listen to on the radio long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to sit there and she would get these women calling up complaining about their husband. And she first thing she said to him, do you serve your husband? And she goes, of course I don't. Well, that's why he cheated on you.
Amen. That's she was right.
And he goes, he wouldn't cheat on you if you treated him nice and you treated him like the respect he deserves.
Yeah.
She sat there and she says, why would you want to be there?
Exactly.
Of course you're going to go look for something different.
Oh, 100%.
It used to crack me up.
I know. Me too. Thank you for the call. I love it. That's a great call. Yeah. Dr. G. I remember that. Oh my gosh. Go ahead, Melissa. Yeah.
Well, I find that my husband is very forgiving and maybe more so than I am.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
You know,
because he's much more willing to let things go. And I know just recently here, I have been like, you know what? There's a lot of things I can let go of because he's a good man. Just do that.
I know. And just start serving each other.
Eat him a sandwich and it goes away.
You know what? A lot goes a long way with a sandwich. Oh my gosh. My husband's I take a jalapeno bagel, cut that in half, jalapeno cheddar bagel, cut it in half, toast it, put jalapeno cream cheese, jalapeno jelly, turkey, lettuce, onion. It's the best sandwich in the world, by the way. And you know what? Whenever he wants one, I'm like, yeah, I'll make that for you. Why not? Because he's always like, it's so much better when you make it. Now, guys say that a lot, but you know what? They actually believe that when we make them something that's actually going to taste better than when they make it themselves. That's okay. Make them a sandwich. It's fine. You don't lose your identity. It's actually nurturing. So I love that. Oh my gosh.
I think this has been the anti-feminist hour today.
I think so. We didn't even plan this because we had other things. Do you want to mention airports real quick? Because I thought this was so fascinating. We might go into more detail next week.
There is an organization called the International Institute for Environment and Development, the IIED. They're a green think tank that collects money from government sources. I believe they're looking at global temperature change. Jeez. There's a guy here that works for them, a researcher named Tucker Landesman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just very concerned about the extreme heat that's here to stay.
Yeah.
We all have to adapt. And the crisis. Well, they're gathering their data. Apparently, temperature data is rated for the quality of the data that it provides.
Mm-hmm.
So a 4 or a 5 data reading means that it's highly likely to be kind of wibbly wobbly.
Mm-hmm.
There's human induced variability in those numbers. So where is Landesman collecting his information to prove that the world is on fire? He's got thermometers at airports. The problem with airports is you have jet engines and a lot of concrete tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is those are like the temperature rating 5, meaning it's highly suspicious, highly variable. So he's putting out numbers like the world is on fire. We're having these huge temperature shifts. Well, if you compare it to the temperatures during, I better call it the right name this time, during the scandemic when no one was flying.
Yes.
Now you're going to see a temperature rise because there were no airplanes coming in and out of the airport. There were no jet engines. There's one data reading that had like a 3 or 4 degree temperature, change in, upward because they had a whole, like a squadron of like F-16s landing. So when you see Orlando Airport is one of the places here in the U.S. that's generating that data. But the more people that go to Disney, the more flights that are going in there, the more variability they are getting on their airport readings. So when you hear about the world is on fire, everything is burning up, ask yourself, where are they getting those temperature data readings? If they adjust for deurbanization, it's less than 0.01% change.
Oh my gosh, in a world of disinformation, I love it. And also the Swifties are flying over to Europe to go see demonic Taylor Swift do her thing. And they talked about all the changes that's doing because there's so tens of thousands of girls and women flying over to see Swiftie. So, I mean, it's just so funny, all the stuff on airports
maybe?
Today. What's that? Yeah, can they
all stay there? Oh, can Taylor Swift stay stay there? Can they all go there and live? I would be happy.
It's the most ridiculous obsession with a demonic singer that I've ever seen in my life, because there's something wrong with Taylor. Anyway, thank you so much, Melissa. What an hour. Thank you so much. And, of course, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. Uncle Milty, Chris Ann Hall, you name it. We've got a lot going on. So we'll join you here tomorrow. Thanks. Hey, everybody, I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, Copper IQ Cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. We always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb, that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. And their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com.